This is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. You've made the commitment.
You caught the vision.
You want your family to serve God.
But sometimes it's hard to put feet on that vision. Hey, Hal, do visions have feet?
How do you get from principle to practice?
What do you need to know about the issues affecting your family?
How do you apply God's Word in the 21st century?
Let's talk about it.
This is Making Biblical Family Life Practical with Hal and Melanie Young.
Well, hello, everybody. This is Hal.
And this is Melanie.
And we want to welcome you to this episode of Making Biblical Family Life Practical. You know, one of the things that we are called to do in our biblical family life is to be good stewards. And yet this is the time of year when everything is screaming at us, spend.
Yeah, Hal, I heard some absolutely mind-blowing statistics today.
Oh, share some.
I was driving one of our children to the doctor and listening to the radio, and they said that the latest research shows that people will spend an average of 4 hours at work today shopping online.
4 hours while at work.
At work.
Wow.
That blew me away because, that's not right.
Yeah. And this is, by the way, we're recording this on Cyber Monday. This is the day where all of the consumer industry has decreed that you should go out and purchase things on the Internet. And we encourage you to come spend things on our part of the Internet. But
well, that supports our ministry, too.
Yes, but not during somebody else's time where you're being paid for it.
That's right.
Okay, spend it on your own time, please. But anyway, that's a remarkable thing. And it just, it's all of a piece with the whole consumer-driven approach to Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that there's going to be a sense of panic setting in because Thanksgiving is almost as late as it ever is, and Christmas never moves. And so
it's actually, if it's not as late, it's very close to as late as it ever is.
Yeah, it's not going to be this late again until almost 2020.
Yeah, in fact, I think it was FDR
who
decided that Thanksgiving was going to be, or it might have been Eisenhower, the fourth Thursday, just to keep us from having something any later than this.
Wow. Well, any rate, that being said, it is a time when we like to spend some money, and we do save money, put money aside for the shopping and such.
Well, yeah, gift giving is a good thing. Thinking about other people, trying to please them and to consider them more highly than ourselves, that's a good thing. But how can we do it and not blow the budget? That's the question, and tonight we're interviewing our friend, Candy Foote of Strategic Shopping. She has a great website, save you a ton of money. We're going to bring Candy on. Let me unmute her mic. Hi, Candy. Are you there?
I'm here. Hi.
Hey, Candy. It's great to hear from you.
We are so
glad
you're
joining us. Thanks
for
having me. Yeah.
We want to talk about how people can save money during the holidays. How can they have fun, give gifts, celebrate 100%, but not end up feeling sick when they open the envelopes in January?
Oh, I love this topic. I love Christmas. I have a mega family. I have 12 children. And so I say that we're not a large family because we're like three large families rolled into one. So we're a mega family. And I really go overboard at Christmas time. It's true. If somebody didn't know me and they were to come in at our house at Christmas time, they would think that we had spent the whole year and all of our paychecks on it, when really we don't even spend $200. And we're buying for 12, we're going way overboard for 12 children, for grandchildren. We're in that wonderful stage now. And, daughters, moms, husbands,
I've got it. I closed it. I don't know what happened. But we had a little interference. You said something really interesting, Candy. You said you have 12 people in your family, or 12 children.
12 children.
12 children, and you spend how much on them?
We spend under $200, but they get, honestly, way too much stuff. They do. We go overboard, and then we have a blast doing it.
That is awesome.
Okay, well, now that doesn't just happen by luck, does it?
Like she said, my website is about strategic shopping, and that basically comes down to two things, meaning you have to have a plan and you need to know when to buy. So honestly, I do spend the whole year preparing for holidays and birthdays. And so I just want to tell everybody not to panic when I say that, because it's not too late. Even though it's December 1st, you can still save a ton of money and have a ton of fun for Christmas.
Really? Well, that's what I want to talk about, because, you know, I've done that too, where I just shopped all year. Every time I saw a good deal, tucked it under my bed. Our rule is, if you look at our mama's bed, you don't get it.
Exactly.
I tuck it under my bed all year. But we've had several years that just, we had health issues all year. We had financial issues. And you get to December and it's empty under mama's bed. Maybe dust bunnies. And so what can somebody do right now? Here they are, just a little over 3 weeks from Christmas. How can they make a Christmas that will make everyone feel like they're really celebrating without going into debt?
Well, first of all, it is December, and I say don't let that scare you. If you've waited this long and to the final hours, it's okay. There's still hope. And the first thing that we need to do is sit down and make a plan. That is what strategic shopping is all about. We need to plan, and then plan again. And I know there's a lot of people who hate to hear the word plan, but truthfully, those of us who are planning are saving a lot of money. And so that's where you need to start. And when you're sitting down, you need to be write down all of your holiday goals. I tell people to sit down with their notebook, and even though it's already December, just dream. Write down what your, you know, ultimate holiday looks like, and write everything down, because even if you can't do that this year, Christmas is never over. It's always coming, and so you may be able to get it in at some point. And then once you get down all of your goals, you need to be realistic, and you need to start simplifying. And, you know, you need to think about, well, maybe I don't need to buy Uncle John a present this year, or maybe instead of buying the mailman a new set of gloves, maybe we can just make him some cookies or something. So start being realistic with your plans. Time is short. Mm-hmm. You need to be able to, you know, get everything in that really matters.
Yeah, we have found that so few people are cooking from scratch anymore that when we give people home-baked gifts, they love it.
They do. Jackpot, right?
Yeah, especially we have a big family too. Not that we have not attained to your status yet, but we have eight children. And so we bake a ton of different kinds of cookies at Christmas. And we find that some of our family and friends with small families love for us to give them a selection, like if they have a family of four, just four cookies each of a bunch of different kinds of cookies, because they can't make that kind of variety for their family. They'd be eating cookies till next July 4th.
Right. I agree. We get the same reaction. I guess it's because whatever you're used to, you want something different, right? And so if they're used to processed food, the homemade sounds pretty good. Actually, my kids think getting processed food is a treat because they get the homemade all of the time. So,
well, you know what? Yeah, I know what you mean.
Ours are the same way.
Yeah.
Mama brought home some Pepsi. Wow.
Yeah. Well, now, okay, well, let me ask you this, Candy. Now, we have found in the year-round strategic shopping that you can get some fantastic deals if you check the clearance at the end of the season. You know, you're not going to get it if you're trying to buy a bathing suit in June, but you can find a swimsuit maybe in September or October that's been marked down to a third or a fourth or even less sometimes of what the original price was. But
I love the contracts.
Well, I do too. But what can you do? What's on sale right now? What's the deal
at
this time of year?
I think that clearance racks have changed a lot, and you know, just within the last few years. It used to be when you say the word clearance racks, people would really kind of look down on it. They would think about dented cans and food that was about to expire or ripped open packages or stuff like that. And I think that we've really come a long ways from there with clearance racks. They're almost every store that I'm aware of has an ongoing clearance section. So it is not, it used to be just like, okay, Christmas is over. What's on the clearance rack for Christmas stuff. We still see that, but we also see ongoing, nonstop clearance racks. And what I really enjoy about them is they allow you to use coupons on things that are on clearance. So you know what that means? That means free things a lot of times, because you're going to find stuff that, I mean, just think about it. Even if something was marked down to 24 cents and you had a quarter off coupon, you're paying a penny for it. So you're going to get some awesome, awesome things. I find everything on the clearance racks, right down to socks and underwear. I mean, really, what could be wrong with those?
Well, we do too. And what's amazing to me is I have a lot of friends that shop at resale stores and consignment shops, but sometimes I get a better deal for new stuff at my local department store because their buyer misbuys different sizes or styles. I get a better deal on the brand new stuff than they're getting at the consignment shop.
I agree, and I think a lot is that they've become so popular. Everybody's shopping at the secondhand stores now, and they really raise their prices. And you're right, we can go into, let me tell you this story. There was this one lady who had come up to me, and she had told me that she would like to become a strategic shopper, but she just couldn't go in and buy clothes like at Dollar General or something like that for her children. And so I told her, well, last December, I went into Sears, and I walked out with $712 worth of Sears quality clothing for $24.
No way.
Just let me let that sink in.
How did you do that?
I went
to
their
clearance. Did you have to get a guard to look the other way or something?
No, not quite. I knew that strategic shopping is not only about having a plan, but it's about knowing when to shop. And, you know, high-quality stores like Sears, JCPenney, you know, which are way more higher quality than Dollar General, let's say, they also are going to have those clearance racks. And we just knew enough to hit them. And we had enough clothing to last for birthdays and Christmas throughout the year.
Well, you know how we found the same thing when I got ready to send our guys off to college this year. I waited till the kind of the last minute in the back-to-school shopping.
Yeah.
And I went to Belk, which is a really nice department store in our area.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a 50% off coupon. And then they had marked stuff down to 50% off, and then they were having a sale 50% off that. So I was paying like 1/8 the regular price.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And so I got like $700 worth of stuff for about $100, $120.
Right.
Okay. Well, now, all right. Well, Candy, you said knowing when to shop. Okay. Now's the time we've got to shop. Okay.
So where,
coupons, where can you find it? Say, okay, I've got to go shopping this week for what's available right now to give for Christmas. What can I do? Where do I get a coupon? This, like
well, I know
about?
You know I'm going to have to send you to my website, which is candyfoot.com, CANDYFOOTE, candyfoot.com, and it's very clear right at the top. You're going to see that it says coupons, and you can click on that link. It will take you to all of the most popular coupon websites that are online. And there's all kinds of coupons. There's coupons for movies. I mean, everybody wants to buy a new DVD for their, you know, for their family for Christmas. There's game coupons. I absolutely love game coupons. Last year, I was able to get free Monopoly games, free electronic Scrabble games, and I don't think I paid $3 for any game, but I got a lot for free. There's all kinds of game coupons out right now. And
wow.
You know, there's a coupon for almost anything today because coupons have become such a craze in the world today that anybody who's business-minded has known we should put out a coupon, and so they've done that.
That is fantastic. I'm going to go check out the game coupons because we love to play games as a family. That's one of the things we do on holidays and everybody's stuffed full. We gather around the table and play board games or card games.
Right.
You know, go ahead.
There's all kinds of candy coupons too. You know, you have to have those Hershey Kisses or those candy canes this time of year. Even the box chocolate that people like to give as gifts. So you can, I mean, don't just go in and pay full price for anything.
That's great. We're going to take just a little bit of break. Candy, please join us again in just a second.
Mm-hmm.
In the meantime, we want to talk about we're having a big sale at our site today.
We are. Our main site is www.raisingrealmen.com.
And if you go to our Christmas store, raisingrealmen.com/ Merry, like Merry Christmas, M-E-R-R-Y, mm-hmm. then you will find all kinds of character building resources mm-hmm. at a fantastic price today. I think nearly everything is marked down, Hal. Some of it is marked down drastically. For example, a Christ in Egypt Radio Theater, brand new. You can get the Christ in Egypt book, the sequel, A Stand at Sinai, and the radio theater for $42.50.
Wow.
And that is so much cheaper than each of those things individually, individually be up over $50.
Right. And you know, those are good, and they're not just good entertainment, but they're edifying too, you know, because it's biblically based, you know, it's true to Scripture. The value of the Christian fiction is it brings scriptural principles to life. It
yes.
really puts you into the story.
And we have tons of, and it's the quality of Jonathan Park. Absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
We also have tons of just exciting, fun things. Your boys are going to love role-playing.
Mm-hmm.
Like we've got brand new trainer swords,
yeah.
training and practice swords. Those have been so popular.
Yeah.
And you can get two swords and an ebook that will teach your sons how to defend themselves and others. For less than the cost of a sword at somebody else's site.
Well, no, that's a good
one
part.
Sword. Less
that's
than the cost
part.
Of one sword at somebody else's site.
So go out to raisingrealmen.com/Mary, M-E-R-R-Y, and come look at, man, we've got so many new things out there.
Tons of new things.
Great prices on some really popular things that we've had before. So we do hope you come visit us there.
All right. Now, let's get back to talk to Candy. Candy,
yep.
we talked about coupons. We talked about strategic shopping and clearance racks.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about what can you do when you are just broke and you need some creative ways to get people presents.
I have some fun ways for that. How about some free pictures? You know,
oh,
8
yeah,
by 10
or
things like that. You know that
yeah.
there are stores that are offering free pictures all of the time. I love it. One of my goals is to have an 8 by 10, a new 8 by 10 of each one of my children on my wall. And so, you know, through patience and throughout the year, I'm able to go ahead and do that. And then I get the 5 by 7s of my grandchildren, all kinds of fun things, collages and everything. You can, well, everyone has Walgreens. Walgreens.com is periodically they are putting out offers, and this is one of the best times of years. Well, they'll just say, use this coupon code, and you can get a free 8x10, or you can get a free collage. You go on their website, you sign up for their, you know, to become a free member to be able to get on to Walgreens.com. You
mm-hmm.
make your picture up, and then you put in the coupon code, which brings the price down to zero. And then you have a choice. You can pay the shipping and have it sent to your house, which I do not, because who wants to pay the shipping when the picture is free? And so I just select to pick up in the store. And I don't just rush out to go get my picture. I wait until I actually need to go to town, and then I just stop in and pick up my picture. It's totally free. Sites
cool.
like Walmart.com will do that. Snapfish, York Photos. A lot of times these different websites will actually give you between 25 to 50 free prints just for signing up with them. So that's,
wow.
I mean, those are fun little gifts right there. On CandyFoot.com, I'm always putting up different photo gifts like cups and calendars and things like that. Well, the actual item is free, and then you do have to pay a little bit of shipping for something like that. But these are awesome gifts at rock bottom prices.
Now, okay, now you brought up something here. If I'm thinking, okay, I'm on a budget, I've got to go buy something, and I can't spend much money, I think Walmart, Target, I'm thinking the big discount stores, but you have found some really good bargains at drugstores. That's not where I would think to go shopping for Christmas, but you just mentioned one right there.
What
right,
other kind of things can people buy at drugstores?
You know what? When you think of a drugstore, you're typically thinking exuberant prices. You know, maybe $5 for a bottle of shampoo you could get for a buck somewhere else. But
mm-hmm.
once you start learning how to play what I call the drugstore games, then that's
mm-hmm.
where I get most of my free stuff. And actually, the stores pay me to shop at the drugstores. And for anybody who wants to actually learn in detail how to play those drugstore games, you can go to CandyFoot.com, sign up for my free e-newsletter so that you can hear from me right in your email. And I will send you a free mini book teaching you how to play the drugstore game in detail so that it is a step-by-step lesson so you can actually just go right out and start saving. I love to go in there, and you want to combine, for people who understand a little bit more, I'll say you want to combine your sales, your store coupons, manufacturer coupons, and then the store reward program. And when you do that, you're going to start being able to get a lot of things for free.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds pretty good? Free? Free's always
good,
right?
Free is great.
Free is always good. Yeah.
Free is great.
Okay, so, all right. So we found the great deals. We're going to get them home and put them under the tree. But, you know, you can spend a lot on gift wrap. I mean, just the wrapping supplies can chew a little hole in the budget too. Do you have any recommendations on something like how to make it look festive?
You know, I used to forget about that. I would get so caught up in buying for all of these children, and then all of a sudden I'd be like, oh my goodness, and then it's going to cost me how much to buy wrapping paper that they're going to rip up and we're going to throw away. So that was a little, you know, traumatic for me. So I did come up with quite a few different alternative ways to make it look really fun and yet not be spending all of that money. Let's see, the first thing is you talked about earlier about the after Christmas sales and things like that. So in January, really, I go and buy a lot of wrapping paper because I'm only paying about a quarter, sometimes 10 cents, you know, within that area. And I buy a bunch of it, and people are like, well, how do you store so much wrapping paper? Well, I had this old jean dress, and I sewed up the bottom. I put my paper in there, you know, all those rolls, and I hang it in the back of the closet. So that keeps it out of the way. And then another thing that I do is, you know, it's not January, it's December, and we need it now, right? So I go to the dollar stores. I don't know if do you guys have dollar stores or 99-cent stores or something like that?
That's where I bought paper last year.
Yep, we go in there and we buy paper. You want to watch the sizes when you go into a store like that because it can really vary. Like some of them will be like 20 square foot and the others will be like 40. So you definitely want to be reading it and making sure you're getting the most for the dollar that you're spending there. I go to thrift stores. I go to thrift stores and I get all kinds. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, that's all right. Go ahead. Tell me what you're finding at thrift stores.
I find all kinds of wrapping paper, a lot of it brand new. People maybe they overbought and didn't want to store it in their closet like I did. And I get all kinds of ribbons and bows that, again, are brand new. Another thing I like to get at the thrift stores are baskets because those are all kinds of, you know, they're just fun to do up different baskets and put a little ribbon on it, and you didn't even have to buy any paper.
We've done that too. Baskets have been great. And I'll tell you something else we've done is kind of use alternative things to wrap. Like you can buy a brightly colored tablecloth, plastic tablecloth, at the dollar store for $1. It's huge. And you can use that to wrap all kinds of unusually shaped presents, like cut it into pieces and then wrap and then scoop it up around the present at the bottom and tie a bow, you know, at the top. Make it fluffy at the top.
I love that. I'm going to take that idea. That's great.
Well, it works great. And there's, you know, so sometimes using alternate things. One of my friends has bought fabric scraps and sheets and things at thrift stores. And she uses those to wrap in. And
I love that.
She felt like you could like wash it and recycle it every year.
Well, no, she just cuts it out.
Oh, okay.
And then uses a coordinating ribbon, and it looks amazing.
Wow.
In fact, one of my friends took fabric scraps, and she took an old peach basket.
Yep.
And she took a hot glue, and she lined the peach basket with the fabric scraps, tucking the edges under and hot gluing it.
Yeah.
It was gorgeous.
And then you could use that like for a laundry hamper.
It looked like a premium basket, you know, like you buy at these fancy stores.
Wow.
It's a peach basket because you're from the South, right? It'd be an apple basket up here.
Okay.
Yeah, down here is a peach basket.
So that's like fabric scraps from the outlet store and a trip to the farmer's market to get a cast-off basket.
Well, they get fabric scraps.
Wow.
Yeah. You can get all kinds of interesting things like that. And the thing that's interesting to me is, you know, what the kids want is they just want to open it.
Right.
And so, you know, it doesn't have to look pretty long. You can make even pretty packages out of paper bags, come up, turn them inside out, and wrap them with string.
Exactly. And you can get paper bags for free when you go into the grocery store. Paper, plastic, or bring your own, ask them specifically for paper bags. And that's one thing that we do. Sometimes the kids like to color on them or design them, or a lot of times I just use the paper bag because when I mix it together with all of the other things, it really does look nice. And we're always buying the Sunday paper to get our coupons. Got to have our coupons. And so the comics are in full color on Sunday. And so we always take those all year long, set them aside so that we can wrap up presents with the comic strips. I had one child who said, "Mom, why do we have to use the comic strips?" I'm like, "Are you kidding? Go in the store and price how much it would cost to buy comic strip wrapping paper. It's a lot." So it's just fun. We had another son who just read all of his presents before he opened them.
Another thing that we found is really cute, when you're using like paper bag paper and things like that, craft paper to wrap, is you can buy a bag of raffia at a craft store or a pottery store for a couple of dollars, and it will wrap. It will take like three or four strands of raffia, wrap around the bottom and tie it in a bow on top. Look gorgeous, you know, country chic, and you can wrap dozens of presents in ribbon for that $2.
We could skip the paper altogether and just use bows and ribbons on some things, especially when you're doing it for people outside, like not for your children, the children who want to rip open the package, but maybe for your neighbor, you can just put a bow or ribbon on it, and it still looks very festive. You can go to the newspaper offices and ask for their end rolls. Once it comes to the end, they can't print the newspaper, so there's quite a bit of paper left on there, and they're normally free. They're free around here. And so we just roll those out, and the kids do all kinds of arts and crafts on them. Or at Christmas time, we can decorate them. You can actually spray paint them and make them look really neat. So there's all kinds of fun things that you can do with that. One year, I completely ran out of wrapping paper, and it was down to the nitty-gritty. You know, it was Christmas Eve, and I was in a little bit of a panic. And so I just went to the kitchen and got the tin foil. I loved it. I didn't need any tape. It was so pretty when you put it under the tree and all those beautiful Christmas lights shined off from it. It was very festive, and it was perfect. I didn't have to go buy paper. I didn't need tape because it, you know, just folds up. It stayed really well. And so with that same concept, I guess you could use saran wrap and put something around with a ribbon. So that was kind of a fun thing.
I like all those ideas a lot better than we have a friend. Most of these people would probably recognize their name. They're pretty well known in homeschooling, so I won't rat on them.
Right.
But they actually give each child a garbage bag full of presents. They started the tradition many years ago when Mom was pregnant and on bed rest, and she couldn't wrap. Dad was overwhelmed. He was a young resident working long hours. And so they just put each child's present in a garbage bag, and they still do that. It's been 20 years later. I think I like your ideas better.
You know, something that's coming out of this, Candy, and I just want to say I really appreciate there is a cheerfulness and a joy in your voice that puts to the lie the idea that being frugal and budget-minded is a glum and dreary existence.
Yes.
And, you know, even if you're coming into the Christmas season and you're suffering from insurance woes or job-related issues or other things, you can still have fun. After all, we're celebrating the birth of the king. And all of the rest of that is just part of the party we throw.
Right.
And I love the attitude you're bringing to this. And, Candy, you've mentioned it. I'll need to hear it again. where can we go to find all of these great resources on your website?
You can just go to my website, Candyfoot, CandyFoote, candyfoot.com, and I have all kinds of great ideas, and you can print out your coupons while you're there and just, you know, remember to have fun. I think that's the main thing. I tell my family all the time, you know, it isn't about the gifts. It's about making memories. We spend all this time trying to make sure that our children and now grandchildren have great memories. I think that's more important than anything they're going to open up underneath the tree. And who says that we need to buy expensive gifts? Who came up with that idea? That I have people contact me all the time trying to figure out how they're going to buy, you know, an iPod or whatever video games. Mm-hmm. We don't do video games. So whatever that is, when they can't put bread and milk on the table. Who says we have to do expensive gifts? My kids, they don't really get expensive gifts, but they have learned to enjoy the little things in life. And I think that is a bigger treasure, that you can enjoy life.
When our older children, our adult children, talk about their favorite Christmases, we've noticed that often their favorite Christmases were the ones where we had the least.
Right.
And that just has changed my whole attitude with our younger children, that this is not about how much stuff we can get. We think that's what's going to make our children happy, but that kind of happiness is really brief. Instead, it's the love and the family memories that really last. Well, Candy, we have thoroughly enjoyed talking to you. You have offered us 2 ebooks to give away. Would it be possible for us to put a giveaway widget at our website to give away those 2 books and direct people to your site to learn more about your site?
Well, wouldn't that be fun? Yeah. I mean, we've talked about free. We have to give something away.
Well, let's do a book giveaway. Candy has 2 books she's offered us. We're going to put this on the website. It's not there now. It'll be up in the next couple hours, okay? Strategic Shopping and Christmas with Strategic Shopping, the 12 Months of Christmas. So excited about those 2. So go to our blog, RaisingLittleMen.com, to enter to possibly win one of those fantastic books. And Candy also is working on a new book. Tell us about that real briefly, Candy. Tell us about your new book.
Money-Saving Kitchen Strategies. And I'll tell you, you know, a mother of 12 knows how to stretch things in the kitchen. And so it's just going to be a really fun book that tells you about different ways that many people have just never thought about, and that you can save so much money. And I like to add a little story that goes into these books. So if you read my Christmas book or you read the new book that's going to be coming out hopefully in the spring, you get to get a peek into a mega family too.
Awesome.
That's fantastic.
Well, we can't wait. And guys, Candy's books, I consider myself a really frugal shopper. We've had, to keep this ministry going, we've really had to stretch every penny as far as it could go.
Right.
But I've learned some things tonight talking to Candy. I'm excited about trying out this week. Candy's books are half price this week. And so go out to candyfoot.com, grab those books, learn how to save money at Christmas, and then head over to our website at raisingwomen.com/Mary, M-E-R-R-Y, like Merry Christmas. And we have some fantastic resources, and you're not going to believe all the new stuff. Hal and I have been working our little hineys off to get this ready for you. So it's ready. It's out there. Go check it out. Candy, thank you so much for joining us. Can we, maybe when your new book comes out, let's do this again.
Okay. Thank you for having me. This was fun.
We do appreciate it. Well, folks, we have been talking with Candy Foote. She is the expert on strategic shopping, and her website is full of resources. And we have just heard some fantastic suggestions and encouragement. If you are dealing with the challenges of putting together a Christmas celebration on the budget. So we do thank Candy for being here. We thank all of you for being here, and we hope that you'll join us again next Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern.
And check out our website, raisingwomen.com/Mary, M-E-R-R-Y, to check out our Christmas gifts, and we have so many cool things for your boys and your family. And go to our blog, raisingwomen.com, to enter the contest and win one of Candy's books.
Thanks so much, y'all.
See you next week,
folks. You've been listening to Making Biblical Family Life Practical with Hal and Melanie Young. If you found this program interesting, challenging, and encouraging, why not join us on the web at halandmelanie.com. That's HalandMelanie.com. Or follow us on social media. You can find us on Facebook at Facebook/HalandMelanie or Facebook.com/RaisingRealMen. This program is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Join us next week when we'll be back to talk about making biblical family life practical. Until then, thank you and God bless you for listening.